it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
As well you did. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack, Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country, well, they hold their breath in anticipation of being mentioned, but it never happens. It's all about radio on the go. It's about the ways and the different platforms you can use, not only to get this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And if you're curious about the various different ways to get it, the Curious George of Radio, Joe Spano, is about to tell you about it.
Bob, there are a lot of ways to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with you. And it starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Smart Radio, all downloadable to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. All have a wealth of on-demand content, all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces are checking out all the great programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, a relationship that's been a part of this network for a long, long time. It started with the Jefe. It's progressed to us. We do Army and Navy every year. Hopefully we can do it again. And, you know, it just is important to us. You see these guys and girls, the way they handle themselves, the way they – you see the pride in the parents when they see their kids in action. Not that kind of action, but, you know, the other kind of action. And it brings warmth to your heart, and hopefully we're bringing a little warmth to them, no matter where they're serving this great nation.
Well said, Bob. I couldn't say it better. Up next on the Spano and Black Attack, we're going to eulogize the one and only Mr. Warmth. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. He's Bob Black. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
Elizabeth Taylor was backstage in a Cleopatra outfit killing snakes. I'll tell you this. And Tom Selleck was under the shower going, look at this, the water runs up. I'll tell you this. Is this too fast, Ronnie? Anyway, he's sitting there looking at the program going, where does he say he makes fun of me? Where does it say that? It's only a joke, Mrs. Reagan. They got real guns.
Hey, Frank, it's good to see you. I just was hanging around in the hall, and they said Frank Sinatra's here, and I've never met him, you know.
Never mind.
And I get the chill.
You'll excuse us, won't you?
Certainly, certainly.
Marco Mangananzo was hurt.
Ooh. Marco Mangananzo?
Fambino Bombazzo. Two bullets in the head Thursday. Now this you don't believe. Excuse us, Johnny. You're from the Midwest. You're busy going, is the truck loaded? Guido says hi. He hasn't had a chance to talk to you. And from Jersey City, your good friend, Bubani Umbazo.
What's his alias?
He started his car. He started his car with your album on, and now he's a highway.
Oh, that's funny.
But I tell you, I'm a Jew and you're an Italian. And here we have what?
The iconic Mr. Warmth, the late, great Don Rickles, gone at 90 as a result of kidney failure, brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Join the conversation at 1-800-878-PLAY. Again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. And we promise we'll get to the sports at some point in this two-hour extravaganza. We'll talk Masters. We'll talk Major League Baseball. We'll talk NBA. We'll talk NFL. We'll talk it all here on the Spano and Black Attack. But we couldn't start today's show without eulogizing and remembering the life and times of one of Bob and I's favorite comedians. One of our, both me and Bob loved the iconic Don Rickles. He was revered in the showbiz community. He's gone at the age of 90 as a result of kidney failure, and we want to spend a little time talking about the dear departed Don Rickles, Bob.
Yeah, you know, it's a guy that, quite frankly, would not make it today with his style of humor. Completely politically incorrect. He didn't care who he offended, and some people were offended. But 95% of the people who he made fun of took it exactly how he meant it was. You know, nobody is a sacred cow, and everybody can get poked. Life will do it to you if I don't. So he took the opportunity to do it himself, and he made a career out of it. And, Joe, I was telling you a story off the air, which, you know, changed his life. And that story was he was another comedian, you know, working in small clubs, trying his material, doing the best he could. And when he would get heckled, and if you've ever been in a small nightclub, back in the old days, heckling was encouraged. You know, they didn't throw you out if you opened your mouth. and he would give as good as he got. And he noticed that his material was being better received when he was going at somebody rather than the stuff that he was writing and trying to do like traditional comedians did. And he was doing more and more of it in his act. And Sinatra walked into a club one night in Vegas that he was working, a little dump. And everybody noticed because, hell, it was Frank Sinatra. And Sinatra had already had – he was messing around with Ava Gardner at the time. And he'd already had run-ins with reporters that were giving him a hard time. And he'd gotten physical with a few of them. And Rickles, without missing a beat, when everybody was going, oh, my God, it's Frank, it's Frank, turned around and said, hey, Frank, make yourself comfortable. Hit somebody. You know, and Sinatra laughed. And Sinatra, as I said to you off the air, was not renowned for having fun poked at him. He was happy to do it to somebody else, but he wasn't, you know. And he laughed, and the rest was history. Rickles was in from that point in time.
And which always made him, a primetime candidate to have fun poked at. You know,
yep.
Frank would allow those in the inner circle that were comedians to poke a little fun at him, especially Don.
Right.
You know, I mean,
he loved
again,
him.
You know, again, you know, any relationship with Frank was always very mafiosa-esque. And what I mean is, you know, if you were in the mafia, no matter how close you were to the Godfather, you always treaded a little lightly because you never know when you could do the wrong thing and upset him. Well, a lot of Frank's friends were kind of cut from that same cloth.
Oh, yeah.
You know? You know, yes, you were comfortable, but you always treaded a little lightly. It was Frank. That was just the way it was. But we're not here to talk about Frank Sinatra, who's long gone. We're here to talk about the recently and unfortunately departed Don Rickles. Again, gone at 90 as a result of kidney failure. And, you know, it's a really sad day. A lot of emotional tributes on all the late night shows, most notably Jimmy Kimmel, who became very close with Don and his wife Barbara in Don's later years. And, you know, to get roasted by Don Rickles was an honor for any comedian.
Oh, no question.
You know, Seth Meyers told the great story of introducing himself. Hi, Mr. Rickles. I'm Seth Meyers from Saturday Night Live. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that your show was canceled. Well, Saturday Night Live wasn't canceled. Guy can dare to dream, can he? You know, that was dumb. But a lot, like you said, a lot of Rickles humor. And we'll do some of it now. And again, this was Don Rickles humor. It was the 70s. We'll tread a little lightly, but we'll give you some idea of how much of this stuff would not have been able to play today. You know, there was a bunch of stuff from like those Dean Martin celebrity roasts, which were on network television. You know, like when he roasted Sam, when they did the roast of Sammy Davis Jr. A lot of Don's act, I could not play for you here.
No,
or I could, but I could, but, you know, because there's no curses.
Right.
But the switchboard at Sports Byline would be lighting up about the racist humor that I played. You know, I mean, let's be honest about it. And even that entire roast, I mean, Foster Brooks's act was not all that much more sensitive, you know, if you remember that roast. But, you know, we're talking about Don Rickles here. And, you know, even I think they're doing the roast of Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin celebrity roast. And he goes, you know, I want to say hello to my black brothers on the dais, Red Fox, Nipsey Russell, LaWanda Page.
Hello.
Paul LaWanda Page, and she was such a good sport, you know, as she got older. Because it's so funny, as she got older, a lot of the humor at her expense, and we're going to go in a lot of different directions here as we eulogize the late, great Don Rickles, was about her appearance when, as a younger woman, she was a beautiful woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the irony of it all. You know, and it started with Red Fox on Sanford and Son, and then it would happen, and this Dean Martin celebrity roast was probably in the heart of the Sanford and Son times, and LaWanda Page was on the dais, Red Fox was, so was Nipsey Russell. You know, and it was just the way he did it. You know, it was so funny. The inauguration, You know, there was a part that I cut out earlier because I wanted to focus on, is this going too fast for you, Ronnie? Because that was an iconic clip. But people don't remember who introduced Don Rickles and brought him up. Who was, I guess, as it were, the master of ceremonies for a big chunk of the second Reagan inauguration. You probably don't remember because I didn't remember it either until I went and pulled the clips this morning.
Oh, no, you got me there. Go ahead.
It was Emmanuel Lewis, Webster.
Oh, hello.
Right. So Webster does the introduction. And, you know, Webster, that kid was like 3 feet tall. Yeah. And Don takes the mic, and Webster, as he goes, goes, be funny. He goes, look at this. I'm getting introduced by the one black guy who'll never play basketball. And he just said it deadpan, went back to his business, Bob. So offensive. Could have, even then, you never get away with it now, would you?
Nope.
Unless you're LeVar Ball. And we'll get to him as we move along. More on Don Rickles next on The Attack.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Y'all think you're smart, don't you?
Yeah, but y'all don't know nothing. That's right. Nothing.
LeVar Ball bringing us back to the attack. Oh, wait, maybe not.
And we'll get to him as we move along. He might be where we go next after Mr. Warmth, because it's probably it's just apropos. It's kind of how the show may flow, because the realities are Don Rickles did a lot of racially tinged humor but he did it with a smile, you know, and he also did it in a time where racially charged humor was a lot more acceptable than it is today. You know, again, we talked about the fact that a lot of Don Rickles' act would not have played out as it did back in the day on the late night talk shows and different things. I don't know that I necessarily would say today he wouldn't make it, because, you know, when people do their acts in clubs, they're extremely racy. And, you know, you can get away with a lot. But how do you translate it from a 300-seat club to or a 2,000-seat theater? And ultimately, in order to make it, you probably need to do the late night shows and some of the different things and be on big national forums and network forums. And if your humor doesn't translate, and a sanitized version of Don Rickles' humor, as you said, would not have translated the way it did. And you're probably right. We might not be eulogizing Don Rickles the way we are because we may never have heard of Don Rickles.
Yep, very true.
Any other very great true. Memories, Bob?
Well, you know, he was just one of the old, there's very few left. I mean, I was thinking about it yesterday. I think the only guys left really are Pat Cooper, Tim
Who'll
Conway.
Tell you? Who'll tell you that? Who'll tell you that? Who'll tell you that?
Yeah.
I love Cooper was great. Who'll tell you that? His appearances, man, I wish he was still talking. Because his appearances on the Stern Show were amazing. You know, the yelling and the screaming, mother dear. I mean, his personal life, more interesting than his comedic life. And again, another acerbic comic. But there's a guy, his ex-wife hated him. The kids hated him. His mother hated him.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, you know, the dynamic, I don't know. Anytime I hear Pat Cooper, I think of that. One of the best bits that Howard ever did, he did All in the Pat Cooper Family. They played the All in the Family theme, and they played clips of, you know, Pat shouting at his mother, shouting at his kids, shouting at his ex-wife. Rather hysterical.
Yep. And then Tim Conway and Bob Newhart.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's about it. You are exactly right. But, I mean, for those of you that aren't that familiar with the humor of Don Rickles, and he has transcended time and age because, you know, this group of younger late-night hosts, they kept Don relevant, and they kept him on, and they brought him on a regular basis, most notably Jimmy Kimmel. So if you haven't seen him and aren't all that acquainted with his work, go on YouTube. The second Reagan inauguration YouTube video is classic. We played you a small snippet of it, but the entire video is classic. Any of the Dean Martin celebrity roast stuff featuring Don Rickles, because he has skewered everybody from Jack Benny to Sammy Davis Jr. to Frank Sinatra to Johnny Carson to Dean Martin himself to the list goes on and
Lucille,
on.
Lucille Ball.
The list goes on and on and on. And so you have to watch some of that. The humor was just outrageous and wild and so incredibly acerbic. It's just absolutely hilarious and could take a joke, too. Like, they actually did a Dean Martin celebrity roast of Don Rickles.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and Foster Brooks, I think it was Foster Brooks, right? He talks about fooling around with Don's wife, and he tells him, Don, you're out of scotch.
Yeah.
Right? Was it Foster Brooks or was it somebody else?
No, it was Foster Brooks.
Right. And he says,
it was Foster Brooks.
Don, you're out of scotch. So, you know, he could dish it out. He could be the brunt of the joke, but he was just an incredible comedian. And they called him Mr. Warmth for a reason. His stage it was supposed to be ironic. His stage persona was everything was fair game.
Yeah.
And he picked on, ridiculed everybody and everything. And, man, when he got on you, if he found you in an audience at a show and he gets started on you, boy, he could tear you apart. But they say off the air, a kind, warm, gentler man could not be found, you know, outside of the spotlight, you know, behind the scenes. A kinder, warmer, more gentle man could not be found. So Don Rickles gone at 90, and it still feels too soon because he was still sharp, Bob. He was performing right up until a few months ago.
Yeah,
I think I saw him about 2 years.
Yeah,
I think I saw him about 2 years ago with I don't know who he was. I don't know who he was with. It wasn't even Regis.
Yeah, but I mean, this past year he was actually touring with Regis.
Yeah, combined age 180 years old.
Yeah,
you know, but all kidding aside, the wit was still there. Everything was there. I mean, he moved slower. He had a little osteoporosis. He was hunched over, you know, and he added some new things to the bit as a result. The band took on a more prominent role, you know, because he had that big band. And, you know, one of the things he would do is torture the band leader. And basically he would drop his microphone about 100 times and he'd make the band leader go get it. That was part of the act.
Right.
I've seen him within the last 2 years. And, you know, the last time I saw him, the act was still great. He brought the people on stage. He did all the stuff you remember and added some new wrinkles. So, iconic Don Rickles. He acted. He was in Casino. He was in, what's the military movie with Terry Savalas and other? Kelly's Heroes.
Kelly's Heroes. Oh, he was in a bunch. I mean, there was a point where he was trying to be a legitimate actor, you know, as well, trying to do the transition, you know. And he had many a series that failed. They just couldn't find the right vehicle for him. Jerry
CPO
was saying
Sharky,
on,
I remember.
It's funny, Jay, it's funny you say that. Jerry was on Facebook saying that he YouTubed some CPO Sharky episodes.
Right. You know, I remember the show, and I think I was the one who watched it because I just loved Don Rickles. And I guess I was the only one because the show didn't last very long.
Yep.
But that's Don Rickles, Bob. Almost two segments on Don Rickles, a man who did all kinds of humor, from angry to vile to racially tinged. Well, I guess we might as well go to a guy who there's no humor, but every
time I don't
know.
I find him funny.
I don't find him
funny.
Yeah, I guess so. but every time lately he opens his mouth and it's constant, he inserts his foot, and that's the brilliant LeVar Ball. Now it's racially tinged comments. And again, Bob, can I tell you the truth? I don't want to go too crazy on this, and knowing you as I do, you probably don't either. Because then we're no better than anybody else who... And I don't want this to be taken the wrong way, so let me see if I can parse my words carefully. And if I go off the rails, maybe you can save me.
I certainly will.
Right. I think we scream racism too much in this country. It has become a convenient excuse for a lot of things being said that may have a shred of truth. I just think the racism card is overplayed. And sometimes I think it is played on, you know, it is played on in such ways where maybe people didn't choose their words properly. There are times where people are just flat out racist. There's no doubt about that. And what they said is racist. But I think a lot of times the racism card is played when racism wasn't the issue at hand. Maybe it was bad judgment. Maybe there was an element of truth. There's all kinds of things. And I think you'd agree with me there. The racism card, the first thing we throw up is racist. He's a racist. Trump's a racist.
It's easy to play that card. I mean, you know, you and I have similar backgrounds. I think it would be safe to say as kids I was probably exposed to a bit more multiculturalism than you were.
I was exposed to Judaism. That was enough.
You know, and I know
multicultural as it got in play.
Yeah, but I mean, I know your neighborhood and I know my neighborhood and the friends that I have. And I know some of the things that many of my friends went through. And I can't discount any of that, nor would I try to, nor would I say, I understand what you went through, because I don't. I don't walk in their shoes. But that being said, there's enough, and I think this is the better way to put it, there's enough racism and sexism and whatever-ism out there in this world, even in today's world, where you don't have to create it when it's not there.
That's well said.
Is that
perfectly said? Because I would absolutely agree with you. Neither of us is saying that racism doesn't exist. But you talking about how easy it is to play the card, and the realities are that we've made a lot of progress. We still have so far to go. Racism does exist. You don't have to manufacture it. I think you said it perfectly. On that note, in our next segment, we will talk about a guy who said something that was racist and appears to be a racist. That's next here on The Attack.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
They are who we thought they were.
Indeed. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Conversation's been Don Rickles and Lamar Ball.
LeVar Ball is a racist. I won't say he is a racist. What he said is racist. Yeah, here we go again. All white basketball players have high basketball IQ, are excellent long-range jump shooters and free throw shooters, and don't have the foot speed to compete on an elite level. While all African-American basketball players have low basketball IQ, poor basketball fundamentals, but can run like the wind and jump through the sky like Superman and dunk the basketball. Because that's what basketball is. The black athletes are athletic but dumb, and the white athletes are slow but smart. In essence, that's what LaVar Ball said, except he only targeted the white half of the stereotype. So I don't know that LaVar Ball is a racist. What I do know is what he said was incredibly racist concerning, I assume, TJ Leaf, Bryce Alford, and Thomas Welsh, because those are the three Caucasian starters for UCLA. And as LaVar Ball so eloquently put it, realistically, you can't win no championship with three white guys because the foot speed is too slow. Wordsmith.
Yeah, well, I was on Twitter and I saw a couple of the Celtic teams with, you know, Danny and Larry and Kevin, and they were. You know what it is, Joe? And
Kristaps Porzingis, slow white guy, right? He's not athletic enough. Guy's 7'3" and can guard power forwards.
Yeah, what the skill set at the NBA weekend this past year. You know what it is, Joe? I guess what that means to me in the Kentucky UCLA game is that De'Aaron Fox obviously beat up on the white half of Mr. Ball's son. When he schooled him, it's
right because he went around Lonzo like Lonzo was standing still.
Yeah, and you know it. There's a lot of things here, and I think we need to set aside the stupidity here for a second because it is just stupidity.
The epitome of just stupidity. You know, again, we've talked about
he makes
the inflammatory statements, and basically, I look at this guy and I say, okay. I get where he's going. You know, I'm the stage dad and ain't nobody going to exploit my kids but me. But I'm going to exploit them. And in doing so, I'm going to put a target on their back.
Okay. Well, you know, to me, that's the bigger thing right now. And look, the kid can play basketball. Is he deserving of a top five pick? Absolutely. Where? Who knows? But there's a lot of other things at work here with this kid, and I don't know, you know, kids are kids. There's a certain time in life where you stand up to your dad. There's a certain time in life where you just, you know, it's your dad and you don't stand up to him. And I'm wondering what Lonzo Ball thinks of all this. You know, he doesn't seem to have an issue with it, but he's a kid. I'm giving him a pass on not contradicting his dad in public and not, you know, saying, well, you know, it's my dad saying it, you know, trying to be all defensive. Because if he does react to it, he becomes vulnerable. And what I mean by that, Joe, is here's a kid, as I said, deserving of a top five pick. He's already said that he would rather go to the Lakers than be the number one overall pick. Now, I think Fultz will be the number one overall pick anyway. I think there will be other players that will be considered, among them Ball. You know, I think Fox, now that he's declared, will certainly be looked at. There are other players involved. And once the individual workouts happen and all of that kind of good stuff, you know, that will be determined. But if you want to play for the Lakers in a big market and your dad's trying to steer it in that direction, there will also come a time when Jeannie Buss and Magic Johnson and Walton will look and go, you know, we have a little bit of issue in this clubhouse anyway that we're trying to fix. Do we want to bring in a three-ring circus? And are we better off going with a player who might be of equal skill or perhaps even better skill and go in that direction? This guy's kid may be mouthing his way out of Los Angeles. Fair to say?
Yeah, Kid's not doing himself any favors. Dad's doing him even less favors. And you ask the question, when does a guy like him stand up for or to his dad? Maybe it's when he's the breadwinner. Because nobody's the breadwinner yet. Dad's just lying. And maybe once Lonzo signs that contract, he said, Dad, now y'all work for me. So what I say goes. I'm in charge now. I don't know that that's the case. And what's interesting here is, and I don't know what, you know, I've never actually bothered to look. I don't know what LeVar Ball does for a living, but certainly wasn't athletics. And I know, he was a bench-warming basketball player in the Pac-10 at Washington State. He was a tremendous athlete because he somehow managed to play a couple of years as a practice squad, cannon fodder type player in a National Football League. You know, he had a cup of coffee with the Jets. He was here. Yep. You know, nobody remembers him, you know. And those that do remember him as, well, very brash, not overly talented by the standards of the league, which is why nobody ever heard of him as an athlete. But, you know, again, he was a somewhat gifted athlete, but not gifted enough to excel at a level where he'd get paid and make a living as an athlete. But from all indications, the Ball family is not struggling in any way. They live in a nice home, and I don't know their financial situation and don't profess to. So I don't know what LeVar Ball does for a living. I do know that the success that Lonzo Ball will have financially will launch them into another strata. And we've talked about it before. What LeVar is doing to Lonzo, and then will over time do to the other two children, is very much Jennifer Capriati's dad to Jennifer Capriati. Okay, you guys are the family business now. We all going to work for you. You're going to pay us all handsomely, but all the pressure's on you guys to go earn the money. Now, she was younger. She was 15, 16 years old. And she crumbled under the pressure of the expectations of her father and the need to have success so that dad could eat. Because dad's job was to sponge off Jennifer.
Right.
You know, I don't know that the Ball kids will crumble under that same pressure, or in this case, Lonzo, because he's the first one out of the box. Does he stand up to dad and say, listen, now you all work for me. And because you work for me, you're going to toe the line, you know, much in the way that LeBron takes all the LeBronettes. And I don't mean the Cleveland Cavalier LeBronettes. I mean the various people that work at whatever LeBron James Inc. is called. You know, he's got an empire. You know, there's the production company and there's a whole bunch of guys that, as you know, Phil Jackson unfortunately called them a posse. No. They're a bunch of very learned people close to LeBron that help him run this empire while he plays basketball. But there's no mistake who's in charge. It's, you know, I don't know that it's actually called LeBron James Inc., but you get the idea.
Right.
You know, does Lonzo at some point say, hey, this is Lonzo Ball Inc.? You know, if I can't play basketball, there is no product. So, Dad, you want to help me run this so I can focus on playing basketball and we can make money? You're going to have to cord yourself a heck of a lot differently than you do. Because just by the very nature of me going out and playing the way I do on an NBA basketball court, I don't need your help making headlines. And the kind of headlines you're making aren't going to make us any money. They're only going to cost us money.
Yeah.
So you need to get it in check, or I'll hire somebody outside the family to run Lonzo Ball Inc.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I don't know if that conversation is going to go that way, but you know, I can certainly understand if it did. Now, I was looking around on the internet, our lovely friend, to find out
if it's on the internet, it's truth.
Well, truth, but to find out what LeVar Ball does, and evidently he does nothing. Now, he has been a marginal.
Well, how do they have any money if he did nothing?
His mom, Tina Ball, is an athletic director at Southern California Middle School. So that's where the bills are paid, from all indications.
Oh, so mom pays the bills. So let's call Dad what he is then. He's a big fat load.
But as we know from having been around AAU and you know, the various different leeches and hangers on that when they see a kid who has athletic potential, I'm sure Mr. Ball is being paid money from somewhere to have his kid wear certain sneakers. I'm looking at the family pick here. No. Right?
Do they all have the same sneakers on?
Yeah, I'm watching Tina Ball on the home court with the three kids and Dad, and everybody's wearing Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Now it may just be their shoe of choice, but I'm sure when it comes to public appearances and him getting out there and talking and you know, whatever, I'm sure he makes some modicum of money somewhere. But from all indications, the main breadwinner, at least as far as a 9-to-5, is Tina Ball. And so, you know, and not to knock, many families are like that. They live in a, you know, nice neighborhood, Chino Hills, and, you know, nice house. Kids seem to be nice the whole nine yards. So, you know, from that aspect of it, but she remains in the background. She doesn't do the public figure thing like her husband does. And he's out there promoting.
Few do it like he does it.
Well, I mean, he's out there trying to create a brand. But what he's also doing, and with that lack of filter, as you said very accurately, and I think I piggybacked it well, is that he's putting a target on his kid's back. And as much as he would like to play for the Lakers, when it comes down to, and you know, this is where people forget, it's a freaking business.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to it, they're going to bring in Markelle Fultz, and they're going to bring in Ball, and they're going to bring in De'Aaron Fox, and they're going to bring in Smith, and they're going to bring in all the early declaries, and they're
there's nothing combustible going on in L.A. It's a nice placid stream.
Yeah, you know, and they're going to find out who fits. And I got news for you. If you were a basketball evaluator and you looked at the way De'Aaron Fox schooled him, you might have a second thought. That's one game. I get that. And there is a body of work. You know, but the other stuff, if it comes down to a tiebreaker, is going to weigh in. Unless Magic Johnson just says, you know, I'm going to take this young man under my wing and, you know, make him into a model. You know, that kind of nonsense that happens all the time. But, you know, it's no given that he's going to play for the Lakers as much as he would like to.
Exactly. You know, the Lakers will ultimately have the final say in that discussion. And and you make a great point. And again, to me, at the end of the day, you know, what I see in LeVar Ball is a guy saying, you know, hey, ain't nobody going to exploit my son but me, but I'm going to exploit my son. You know, just gonna let your son be your son. You don't have to make a living off your son. You can protect others from leeching on him, but that doesn't mean you have to. And I got to be blunt. LeVar Ball looks like a leech to me, and we'll wrap it up with that next here on The Attack.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo, subject to qualification while supplies last.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Fair enough. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. You know, Joe, I think this needs to spill into hour two a little bit. And, okay. And, you know, not even so much on the fact that to talk about his stupidity, but on how professionally this may end up going down for Lonzo Ball and how his dad could end up influencing a lot of what happens involving these organizations.
Yeah, it's interesting. Off the topic, and because we will carry this to hour two, time won't permit. Tweet of the day from our friend, Andrew Bogish from the CBS Sports Network. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to Rondé Barber and only Rondé Barber. I saw that. I'm like, that's a great tweet. Happy that's birthday cold. To Rondé Barber and only him.
That's cold.
Which is so funny because guess who Andrew Bogish works with?
Yeah, I know.
I guess Tiki is popular at the CBS Sports Network as he was everywhere else.
I think he's just teasing him.
you think?
Yeah, I think
so. It's pretty damn funny. I thought that was great. I saw that. To me, that is the tweet of the day.
Yeah, that's pretty darn good.
That is pretty darn good. I really, really enjoyed that. But I'm okay with the LeVar Lonzo Ball discussion spilling into hour two. We'll also have to give a wake-up call to Chris Sims and explain to him how high-profile color analyst jobs work in the world of sports.
Yeah.
I mean, he would know he doesn't have one, but his dad did and doesn't anymore. So we will explain that to Chris Sims as we move along an hour or two. At some point, we'll get to the Masters and maybe some other things. But now we step aside here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and in a few short minutes, we'll be back with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. fired 60 Tomahawk missiles like this one at a Syrian airbase last night. With reaction from Capitol Hill at those airstrikes, here's USA's Joe Gomez.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio praises President Trump's decision to launch the military strikes against the airbase in Syria.
Assad didn't just possess chemical weapons, but was prepared to use them again at any moment, including sarin gas. And if that were the case, then I think certainly you would have justification.
Even Democrats support the action. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer released a statement saying, "Making sure Assad knows that when he commits such despicable atrocities, he will pay a price is the right thing to do."
The attack launched in response to Syrian forces launching a chemical gas attack on civilians a few days ago. This is USA Radio News.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
The Senate's expected to confirm Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch today after Republicans triggered the so-called nuclear option, the GOP majority changing Senate rules to end the debate on Gorsuch by a simple majority vote. Democrats had blocked Gorsuch, insisting on a 60-vote threshold to end the debate. Some political analysts say any reports Mitt Romney's running for U.S. Senate are very premature. The Atlantic magazine reporting yesterday the former Republican presidential hopeful may run to replace Senator Orrin Hatch next year. Utah Republican Party Chairman James Evans among those playing down such reports.
Welcome to politics. It's a lot of chatter.
President Obama is having several more meetings today with the visiting Chinese president. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says North Korea is the primary topic.
China can be part of a new strategy to end North Korea's reckless behavior.
Tillerson says differences with China over trade will also be talked about. This is USA Radio News.
Ah, oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Comcast rolling out its plan to offer cell phone service as the telecommunications giant has revealed details for the Xfinity mobile service after a preliminary announcement last September. The service set to launch later this year. It's for Comcast customers who already have internet service in current coverage areas and will make use of Comcast's Wi-Fi hotspots and supplemental network coverage from Verizon. Word that researchers have found an Earth-like planet, as we hear from Richard Jordan.
The planet is about 1.5 times the size of Earth, and it's 39 light years away. Scientists say this so-called super-Earth is surrounded by a thick layer of gases that are either water, methane, or a mixture of the two. Finding a world with an atmosphere is considered a big step in the search for life beyond our solar system. The scientists say this particular planet probably doesn't support life, since its surface temperature is about 700 degrees Fahrenheit.
And Pepsi might be in trouble with the law over that Kendall Jenner ad. The much-panned and now pulled ad ends with a reality TV star and supermodel giving a can of Pepsi to a policeman, while the cop's uniform shirt has a patch reading San Francisco Police. Well, TMZ's reporting Pepsi never asked the San Francisco Police Department for permission to mimic its uniforms, and the police department's now talking to the city attorney about whether Pepsi crossed a legal line by using a logo which the city owns. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We've got affiliates all over the place that love us. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, we're all about radio on the go. The devices, the platforms, various different ways you can get not only this show, but all the programming here on ye olde Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe, please talk to the peeps about it.
All right, the many ways to take us on the go via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Smart Radio, all downloadable to any device you can think of and a few you can't. All with a wealth of on-demand content, all with a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack, at least for now.
Yep, that's exactly right. And you know something, we are very, very attached to these kids. Our experiences at Army Navy have made us that way. And it's not just the... You know, Joe and I do a broadcast from down there. We do a Friday afternoon broadcast, which is out of our time slot. you know, we have fun with that. We talk to all the big wigs. We talk usually to the head of the Naval Academy, head of West Point. But it's all about the kids that were around and the families. And just you see how they react and how into it their kids are and their families are. And it's just a wonderful thing to observe. And it shows you the passion that they have for defending this great country of ours.
Very well said, Bob. Very articulate, very well said, and a sentiment that we both share. Up next, back to LeVar Ball and what his mouth means to Lonzo Ball. That's next here on The Attack. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'll be back here tomorrow night at 8:30 for the dough. Cash. But don't try to run away or pull any tricks like that, because I'll be keeping an eye on things pretty close.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Joe, you know, we were talking about LeVar Ball and his ability to put his foot in his mouth, but honestly, painting a target onto the back of his children and while trying to produce a brand involving the Ball brothers, which that aspect of it I get. You know, they have three kids who could possibly, and I say possibly, play in the pros. One is certainly going to play in the pros. But what Mr. Ball is doing is either intentionally or unintentionally, particularly for the first kid, for the first boy coming out, he's painting a target on his back. And, you know, what got lost in those comments that he made about, you know, the three white guys on UCLA is that, you know, Coach Alford may turn around and go, well, you know, let your kids find a scholarship somewhere else, particularly if they don't continue to develop as basketball players. You know, if maybe they level off, and I mean, you know, colleges look at kids in the high schools and they see stuff they like, they see stuff they don't like, just like any other profession. If the kids level off a little bit, maybe they're not he may just turn the ball and go, find another place.
You know, possibility. I don't see that happening with the second one. It looks like he's going to be every bit as exceptional as Lonzo. It might be the youngest one. And you know, I don't see it. You know, these coaches a lot of times won't cut off their nose despite their face. You know, say what you want. Send the kid here and we'll deal with it.
No, I get it and I agree with it. But I'm just saying, with his mouth, what he's doing to his kids creates issues that don't have to be created.
Oh, there's no question in his zeal to create a brand. And it's also, you know, it's part creating a brand. It's part exploitation of these kids, as I've talked about a lot. And it's also part of LeVar Ball wants to be a brand. You know, not for nothing, he married well and was a nondescript athlete. I'm not trying to take shots at the guy, but He wasn't a good enough athlete to be famous as an athlete. There are a lot of us out there like that. You're talking to one of them. But, you know, he's trying to take advantage of the fact that his children are, and he's living vicariously through his children and using his children's ability as a springboard to make himself a celebrity. And I find that distasteful as well. I find LeVar Ball generally distasteful, and most of what he stands for is in stark opposition to what I believe. And I guess my final thoughts on all of this, and again, I'll go back to what I said at the beginning. And I thought you said it very well about how the race card is easy to play and sometimes it's played when it shouldn't be. If the roles were reversed, same statements or similar
please.
Statements, but in reverse. The sky is falling.
Yes.
I want to see if the sky is falling today because of what LeVar Ball said. Or do talking heads, and I'll call them talking heads because in many ways that's what we are. What excuses does Stephen A. Smith make for LeVar Ball today? And I specifically call him out because while he is an articulate man and a strongly opinionated man, he's very one way in his view of these things. All the white people are racist and all the black people are victims. I want to see what his excuse is for these inflammatory statements. And again, I've made it very clear. I don't necessarily think LeVar Ball is a racist. I think what he said was racist. And I don't think there's any way to do it. But what he said is no more racist than, and we'll go back to it, Christopher Mad Dog Russo after Sean Taylor was tragically shot. And he mentioned Sean Taylor's hard scrabble upbringing.
Right.
That was as racist as, and me and you talked about it at the time when it happened. It was as racist as any statement ever made. Because the assumption by Mad Dog was because he was a black man, raised in Florida, well, he must have had a hard scrabble upbringing. He never had a hard scrabble upbringing. His dad was the sheriff of the town they lived in.
Right. He had a middle-class upbringing.
So, you know, again, racism happens everywhere. Statements sometimes that are made are racist, not made by, are racist, you know, are racist statements, not necessarily made by people that are racist. I don't know LeVar Ball well enough to know that he's a racist, but the statement he made is racist. And I hope, because me and you always believe in equal time. We sound like politicians now. We're going to talk about Democrats, talk about the Republicans. Well, let's be fair. Racism is bad no matter which side of it you're on and no matter which race is being disenfranchised. So hopefully everybody brings as much attention to LeVar Ball's statements as they would have if this was somebody else making these statements in the other direction. You know, the ones that I made about, you know, those African-American basketball players, they never can shoot from the outside. They can't hit their free throws. They have a low basketball IQ, but boy, can they fly through the air.
Yeah, well, you know, that used to be the cover, excuse me, the cover of the old white color announcers who never did their homework.
He's cerebral.
The white guy was cerebral and the black guy could jump out of the gym. Joe, I want to look at this from the professional aspect of it. And when we went into the break and we were talking about this, and you have a high basketball IQ, as I do.
We the only saw IQ what, I have that's high. Everything else is pretty low.
You said that. Fox, when you look at De'Aaron Fox and what he did to Ball in that game, it was one game. But let's just say for the sake of discussion, they start the individual workouts and they bring in, and I mean they, the collective teams. As it stands right now, if all the ping pong balls fell the right way, Boston, Phoenix, Los Angeles, Orlando, Sixers, Knicks, and the Kings. That's as far as I'll go.
Okay, because he's not dropping any further than that.
Right. No. But I'm going to talk some rosters here.
Okay.
The Celtics are not taking him. They're going to take Markelle Fultz unless they just get the offer that blows them out of the water where they trade out.
Because they do need another point guard.
Oh, yeah. Second team right now is the Phoenix Suns. Well, they have a pretty good trio of guards on that roster.
Yeah, that Devin Booker can score a little bit.
Yeah, that kid's okay, you know? Eric Bledsoe's there, hurt, but he's there. And, you know, the other couple of guards, Brandon Knight's on the roster, is, again, if it's not a difference maker, and I'm saying if you're bringing in these guys and it's Malik Monk and it's Lonzo and it's Dennis Smith Jr. and it's De'Aaron Fox, you know, and you look at the four of them and he doesn't separate himself and you're sitting there with the number two pick, maybe you go in another direction. Maybe you don't even go guard. And then the Lakers are sitting third as it stands today. We don't know how the balls are going to fall. But the same question gets raised. You know, if you bring in De'Aaron Fox and he shows you more than Lonzo Ball shows, well, you know, I don't care if the kid wants to play on the moon. You're not necessarily going to bring him in.
How is their team? It's easy to dunk. Gravity's only 1/6 of what it is here.
Dunk on that surface, but exactly. You know, you get my point. He may be pushing himself towards a different organization than he ever dreamed of, and it may be as much because of his mouth.
Think you push him to the Knicks?
You could, you know. But the reality, Joe, is that if the separation of talent is not all that great, or perhaps it even tilts in the direction of the other player, why would you bring the circus to town if you're a team that's lost a lot and you're trying to bring a winning mentality in there rather than a throw it to me, look at me? You know, you don't.
I get it. It's an all things being equal. So until all things are not equal, he slides. Makes
Could
sense.
Be.
I just don't know how far down it is before all things are no longer equal. That will be determined in the workouts, as you said. Well done, Bob. More on the Spano and Black Attack right after this short timeout.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey, this is great, man.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. You know, it's funny, Joe, before we move on to bigger and better things, you know, the other possibility that exists in there, too, is that the Sixers end up with that Laker pick.
That'd be great. I mean, you know, I'm a Knicks fan, so in many ways it won't be great, but I find myself rooting for the completion of the rebuilding project by the Philadelphia 76ers, and you know that. So if things fall right and the 76ers have their own pick, mm-hmm. the Lakers pick, who else's pick do they possibly control? I don't know. I think they could have half the first round and all of the second round. So, you know, in a loaded draft like this, mm-hmm. with some of the young pieces that are starting to grow for them, in addition to the ones that we know about, there's some that we don't know about that are growing into pretty good role players at the very least.
Yeah.
With a ton of salary cap money left, this turnaround and this rebuilding project may be a hell of a lot closer to the end than to the beginning, and I don't know if that was something we could say 1 year ago.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, and again, it's all ping pong balls. You know, but that trade they made back in 2012 has come back to bite them in the ass. You know, Nash was done. Everybody knew he was done.
And meaning the Lakers, you mean?
Yeah, for some inexplicable reason, the Lakers decided to make the deal, figuring that they were going to contend.
Exactly. And it's akin to what the Nets did. It was that desperation. You know, Bob, I mean, you're a Net fan. And they took a stab on some aging players and mortgaged a future. And we talked about it at the time. What did we say? If they get to the top of the mountain, or at least reasonably close, it's not an abject failure. But what did we say if it never fires like it didn't? And we talked about this in great detail at the time. You know, I think I came out pretty strongly and said that it probably wouldn't work and that the trade will be an abject failure. And boy, has it ever been. Well, it's kind of the same thing that the Lakers did. It was that stab at contending, and it was an abject failure because Dwight Howard didn't work and Steve Nash body had failed him. So it didn't work. It was an abject failure. And that abject failure, if things don't go right, may benefit the Philadelphia 76ers, who, as I said, they're a lot closer to the end of this rebuilding project than they are to the beginning, my friend.
You know, you're 100% right. The mathematics of it are starting to work against the Lakers.
Well, they need to stop winning, don't they?
Here's where it sits right now, right? They have the third worst record. The tilt has actually gone mathematically in the chance of getting the number 4, 5, or 6 pick in the lottery. This is via the International Business Times. They got a 51.
Their protection is 1 through 3. Is that correct?
Right. Correct. And they have a 51.3% chance of getting the 4, 5, or 6 pick. A 16.4% of winning the first overall pick. Now, here's the addendum to it, which, you know, people don't realize. Yes. Is that you've got in 2019, they could lose their first round pick to Orlando.
This rebuilding project could take 100 years and a half.
Well, it's starting to look like the Nets. Everybody talks about the Nets. It's starting to look like the Nets in many ways. If they lose their 2017 first rounder, and this is where, you know, protected, not protected, you know, with this Ted Stepien thing. If they lose their 2017 first rounder, they have to have a 2018 first round pick. Mm-hmm. 2019 first rounder, however, will go to Orlando. If the Lakers end up in the top three in this year's lottery and keep their pick, the Magic will get the team's second rounders in 2017 and 2018.
Wow. Wow. But, you know, wow. You want to talk about short-circuiting a rebuilding project in a loaded draft, and you want to talk about an opportunity to finish a rebuilding project in a loaded draft. Because with the injuries to some guys that are starting to show that they can be difference makers for the 76ers, most notably Joel Embiid. You know, he's shown that he's a difference maker and a superstar in the making. Health being the only question. And as long as you're comfortable that the knee injury that he had this year is not related to any of the previous woes, you're probably pretty comfortable in your mind that Joel Embiid is going to be your future, along with Dario Saric, along with a Ben Simmons who we haven't seen. But then there's guys that we don't mention their names much, but they're the guys that are playing right now, and they're starting to develop a little bit. You know, Robert Covington as a bench role-playing small forward. Not bad, right?
Yeah.
Now, not everybody could start. You know, he's a pretty good bench player. Richard Holmes, when they finally trade Okafor for whatever they can get for him, far better defensive player than Okafor. And again, it's about fits and roles. Now, Okafor, to me, still can be a 22-10 guy and make the All-Star team 10 times over his career. He's never going to be a great rebounder, and he's never going to be much of a defender, but he has as sophisticated a post game as there is. That said, he doesn't fit playing. He can't really play with Embiid without sacrificing Embiid. Right. And, you know, does it make any sense to have him on your second unit playing 15 minutes a night? Get something for him, you know. That said, Richard Holmes is the perfect backup center in today's NBA and will be one of the best. You know, he has a post game. He is a very good rebounder, plays very solid defense, is athletic, and can step out and shoot the three. So they have their backup center. And they can put out all these different looks. They have Ben Simmons. They have Dario Saric. Now, if they upgrade some of these wing players, because I'm not enamored with their backcourt guys. You know, TJ McConnell, to me, would be the ideal backup point guard.
Right.
I don't think he should start. But if he's playing, you know, 16, 20 minutes a night off the bench, a perfect second unit point guard for you. You know, in this loaded draft, you get a point guard. You get a stud two, you know, you get a pair of backcourt players that step in and start for you immediately, along with Embiid, Simmons, Saric, Richard Holmes. You're now talking about, I don't know that they win in 2018, 2019, because they're so damn young and nobody's played in the NBA much. It may take a year to learn how to win, and a veteran or two may be needed to galvanize this thing and pull it all together. But would it be fair to say if the ping pong balls drop the right way in a loaded 2017 draft, the Philadelphia 76ers can finish putting the pieces together for their puzzle and they can start looking at winning some basketball games now?
There's no question about it. And when you look at how guard heavy this draft is, one of those major problems is going to be solved. You know, but you look at,
maybe both if the ping pong balls drop right.
Well, truth. But, I mean, you also said in the beginning of that, you know, if Embiid's leg injuries are not related, and that's a big if.
That's the one guarantee. That's the huge if. You know, basically, you know, and I think you'd agree with me, if that doesn't come to pass, their real building project never comes together, and they're bad for a long time.
And that, well, I wouldn't say bad, because they're already starting to win, Joe. They're not an easy out. You know, and they played significantly better basketball after the All-Star break than they did before it. But even with that being said, you know, you have a scenario here with these players where you are going to have to, as we're fond of saying, sort the deck chairs. Well, as it stands right now, they have the number 5 pick. They could end up with the number 6 pick, you know, or 4 pick, or however it plays out with the Lakers. Then they've got 37, 39, 45, and 50.
They're going to have all they will have another entire team stashed in Europe for when
yeah. yeah.
They will.
Or if
an
they want to bring
NBDL
in
an NBDL franchise, all set.
Well, or if they want to bring in a veteran presence from somewhere and a team is targeting a specific player, you know, they can make some moves. But the reality is.
Yeah, because I guess they really can't realistically draft all of those guys.
Right. So, you know, there'll be cash moves and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Maybe the Garden will buy back their 37 pick, you know, whatever the circumstances are. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, you know, you're right. The completion of the project is on the horizon. And the way the draft is stacking up with the possibility of them having two of the top 10 picks in this draft, even if they just get one, they're going to get a guard if that's what they want. They're going to get Dennis Smith. They're going to get Lonzo Ball. They're going to get De'Aaron Fox. You know, they're going to get somebody, and it's going to take them that step closer to being the team that was envisioned 5 years ago.
Yeah. Well said, Bob. Couldn't agree with you more. I mean, if you're a 76ers fan, get stoked, man.
Oh, go buy your season tickets now.
Now. Tonight. Tonight. I'm telling you. I mean, yeah. And pray that the ping pong balls go right. Because if everything goes perfect, there'll be an entire legit NBA franchise here. There'll be an entire legit NBA franchise in Europe. And there'll be an entire legit NBA franchise all under your control in the NBDL.
Yeah.
So, depth of plenty. Bob, there are a couple of fun stories I'll throw at you. Then we'll get to the Masters and everything else here on the Attack. So you be sure to keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
On this International Beaver Day, we welcome you back to the attack. He said international. Joe, you said you had some interesting stories. I'm taking you at your word.
Well, I got a couple of interesting stories. Number one,
but it is International Beaver Day.
I didn't know that. Well, yes. I'll make a note of that. It is Friday night, and so it's one of the few opportunities I can get to go out. So I won't do domestic.
And there you go.
And there you go. If that doesn't get us thrown off the air, we'll throw ourselves off. Speaking of International Beaver Day, Aaron Rodgers can go shopping as he is, according to People magazine, him and Olivia Munn have split after 3 years.
Yeah, I saw that too.
So he's back on the international.
On my friend's Facebook page.
Nice. Well, which is good news for you because now Olivia's single. So you can go domestic. Aaron, in spirit of International Beaver Day, can go international.
There you go.
There you go. You're not going to play along with me. Okay.
No. I'm playing along. I mean, I, the difference between Aaron Rodgers and me, besides from look, money, and youth, there's not much difference.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Well, also brains. He went to Cal.
Yeah. Well.
And no offense, you went to Oklahoma State. need we say more? although... There must have been somebody smart. Did T. Boone Pickens actually go to Oklahoma State, or is he just a rich guy from Oklahoma that decided to like the program?
No, he went there.
All right. So, well, they may not have the smartest alumni base, but they got the richest.
And there you go.
And, you know, and anybody that knows anything about smarts, sometimes smartest thing is to know you're not the smartest guy in a room and surround yourself with the smartest guys in a room. Just ask Henry Ford, right?
True.
Henry Ford was a high school dropout. just so people know. So it wasn't him that designed everything, but he hired an awful lot of smart people, and they figured out the assembly line and everything else. So
he did.
You know, I make a lot of jokes, but sometimes we have serious moments. So poor Aaron Rodgers, young ladies, he will need a shoulder to cry on. And, truth. Gentlemen, Olivia Munn will need a shoulder to cry on. So
he will find one.
Just so you know, I don't think either will have a problem.
There's an old adage, Joe. It's better to say nothing and be thought a fool than to say something and remove all doubt.
And there you go. And other bit of interesting news, and we teased it a little earlier in the show. Looks like Phil Simms is going to be out as the number one analyst for CBS's NFL football. And I guess that also means Thursday night football, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Now, it's unclear, because it doesn't say in many articles, is Simms out altogether, or did they do what they usually do with the number one color man when they hire a new number one color man? In most cases, it's usually a younger and more recently retired quarterback.
Right.
Are they bumping him down to number two, or are they bumping him out the door? Because from the tenor of the article I'm reading on Pro Football Talk, it looks like they're bumping him out the door.
Yeah, well, if they do that, they're going to have to pay him. Because according to his agent, he has multiple years left on his contract.
Well, then they'll bump him down to number two.
Right. Now, you know, I'm sure there's nothing in the contract that says, you know, you have to be the number one analyst. He'll be paid like a number one analyst. They're not going to renegotiate it. And, you know, look, this happened to Brent Musburger. This happened to, you know, name the various different broadcasters. It happens all the time. Phil Sims is 61 years old. You know, well, there's a generation of football fans that don't know who he is other than the fact that he played for the Giants, and maybe they don't even know that.
They don't even know that. I'll give you the analogy.
You know, anybody? Well, go ahead.
Go ahead. All right, I'll make this quick. It's for wrestling fans. There are wrestling fans that watched WWE TV for a generation and thought of Jerry the King Lawler as that great wrestling announcer. Jerry the King Lawler was the King of Memphis for like 30 years, sold out the Mid-South Coliseum every Monday night for 20-something years, and was one of the iconic wrestlers of a generation. There are a whole bunch of young fans. It's Jerry King Lawler, announcer. An occasional wrestler. So it's the same thing with a Phil Sims, as you talked about. We always see these guys. They bring in guys, they put them on a pregame show. A newer, younger, fresher guy retires. Well, guess what? You got kicked out, and we're bringing in a newer, younger, fresher guy. So you'll have to find a new home. It's the same thing with Phil. As you mentioned, he's 61. Tony Romo's 36. And everybody knows Tony Romo as Tony Romo quarterback. And as you said, a lot of people know Phil Sims as Phil Sims announcer. Oh, yeah, he played for the Giants. Some don't even know that. So this is normally what happens. You have this run on top, and then eventually over time, as you're not the young, fresh voice, you get kicked down. You get kicked down the pecking order. It's just the way it goes. Mm-hmm. And I was reading, an article again, Pro Football Talk. Let's give our old buddy Mike Florio some credit here. You know, he found Chris Sims on a podcast. Basically alludes to the fact that, well, you know, Jim Nance was involved in ousting Phil Sims. Was he involved? No. Here's what happens. You know, Jim Nance is the face of CBS. They pay him a considerable amount of money to call a lot of sporting events and most of their marquee ones, correct?
Yes.
They come to him and say, you know, we're hiring Tony Romo and we're thinking of making him the number one analyst. He said, well, oh, okay. You know, what am I going to... I don't know that him and Phil are best friends where he'd say, well, I'm not staying here and I'm going to give up all my money unless he stands next to me. So they may come to Jim Nance and say, what's Jim Nance going to say? I refuse to stay here. Oh, okay. Well, you got a contract, so you can either work and be unhappy or not work and we'll block you from going anywhere else and not pay you because we're not going to fire you. You know, we could, we could pay you and just not put you on here. We can do a lot of things.
Correct.
We can do anything we want. You're under contract. So we're bringing in Tony Romo. We just thought you should know. You know, Chris Sims on a podcast that he did with a guy named Adam Lefko. You know, he intimated that, you know, Jim was okay with this and that Jim didn't go to bat for Phil, and that's why Phil is no longer the number one analyst at CBS for the NFL.
No. I don't buy that for a second. You know, Joe, on Nesson, they said, and CBS is disputing Chris Sims' conversation. He said Phil and his agent knew in advance of the announcement, and CBS had been in regular communication with his agent prior to that. That's what CBS is saying. He's got 2 years left on his deal. He may find a new role with CBS. He may jump networks. I mean, look, if I'm his agent, I'm talking to the other networks.
Sure.
And you know, it's not like Phil sucks. You know, he's a good announcer. You know, he's been on a long time. People get tired of the voice on the air the same way as they get tired of the voice in the locker room. But
so now you're getting a new voice.
You know, Phil Sims is a first-rate announcer. He does his homework. You know, we've been around him in professional situations. I've never seen him disrespect anybody. You know, he'll be fine. You know, I mean, it's a blow to the ego. But it's, you know, we started talking about this a few years ago when the end of the line was obviously coming for guys like Peyton Manning and Brett Favre and things along those lines. You know, and we said at the time, you know, if I'm Terry Bradshaw, I'm wearing insulated underwear or asbestos underwear because that seat's getting a little warm underneath my hiney.
Right.
Well, that's the truth. And we've seen Dan Marino go out the door before. We've seen Dan Fouts go out the door before. And, you know, these things happen. And
you slide down the pecking order. It's just the way it is.
Yeah. And you know, from an aspect of it, not that being in a number one chair is, you know, or not being in a number one chair anymore is going to be something that, you know, you would want. But perhaps if he ends up staying with CBS for a couple of years, going into a seat next to somebody else and being a fresh voice with a new teammate might actually do him some good. That being said, I'm sure he's not too thrilled.
Yeah, but the sizable paycheck that he would continue to garner for the lesser profile spot would be a nice cushion to land on. Or as you said, now we go out and we say, Phil's no longer number one here. Are you in need of a new number one analyst? You know, are you? Yeah. Ain't you? You know, Fox ain't going to be interested in him as a number one because, well, they already have a quarterback, and he's younger and fresher. I don't think he's as good an analyst, but he's younger and fresher, and he's Troy Aikman. ESPN hires everybody, but they're not sliding him into that booth.
Well, people forget he started at ESPN.
Yeah, no, 100 years ago.
I know you know that, but I mean, I'm
but
just saying.
But there's no place.
People forget that.
He's not sliding Chucky out of the way. Chucky's become an iconic personality for them. Take it for what it is. So, I don't know that he necessarily slides into a pregame show and that makes him any more relevant. Is he a big hire for the NFL Network? Or does it just end up being a situation where, well, there's not another better paying role, so we'll sit tight where we are for a couple of years and see where this goes? Because come 2 years from now, as a lower profile guy, his contract's not going to be as good as the one he's currently under.
Oh, no question. But, I mean, look, he's still good. You know, if somebody's
it's not like he's going to lose work. It's just he's going to be a low-profile guy. That's it.
Right. You know, and at 61 years of age, I mean, he'll be 63, 64. When it's up, maybe he just decides to ride into the sunset and handpick, you know, cherry-pick some work that he does. Maybe he goes to the collegiate level. Maybe he, you know, who knows?
Maybe he becomes the number one guy in a college game somewhere on some network, theirs or some other.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a possibility, too. I mean, Gary Danielson's significantly older than Phil, isn't he?
Yeah.
Not nearly as nice of a guy.
Or talented.
Right. I mean, well, that's just good. I think we say that just because we don't like him, personally.
No, I never particularly cared for Danielson as an analyst, and I'm just saying that's my own, you know.
Right. My own prejudice. You know, so maybe we stumbled on something for CBS. Well, Vern's out.
Yeah.
And maybe it becomes Brad Nessler and Phil Sims doing the SEC game of the week on CBS. Possibility?
Possible. Sure. Sure.
Might it be a better use of resources and let Gary go?
Yeah.
Or knock him back to CBS Sports Network and that number two game, number three game, number seven game? You know, you're always telecasting more games. There can be a less prominent full-time role for Gary Danielson.
Yeah.
And somebody lower on the pecking order who gets the per diem job ends up not having that per diem job anymore.
And
that guy
go.
Would probably be Chris Sims because Chris Sims used to occasionally do games on a per diem basis for CBS. Well, I don't think they'll be calling him anymore.
No. You know, so. it's the way the world works in our business.
Right. You know, if they came to you and said, we don't want Joe here anymore, bring in somebody else, you might get upset, but at some point you say, okay, well, what am I going to do? Joe will move on to greener pastures. It's just the way it goes.
Yep.
You know, in most cases, you can't always make all the decisions you want.
Nope. Absolutely not. Hey, pal, there's another story here, and it's real quick because we're getting up against the break, but the iconic basketball program on the high school level, St. Anthony's?
Yes.
They're closing the school down. Bob Hurley Sr. will no longer be coaching a basketball team at St. Anthony's.
Wow. Wow. Amazing the amount of sports we didn't get to today. No Masters, no nothing. Got 2 minutes to do it next here on The Attack. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
Mm-hmm. Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply and promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Dustin Johnson falls down a flight of stairs and the entire Masters changes.
That's what I forgot to get. I was going to get the sound effect of the guy falling down a flight of stairs.
Ah.
And I forgot it. Well,
chasing venison.
I'd be chasing Paulina, but that's just me.
Yeah, well, they were.
Although he's caught her enough times, they already got a couple of kids. So.
They were going to have deer meat. And evidently, he tripped going down the stairs.
I've fallen. And I don't have one of those things.
Yeah. You know, Charlie Hoffman at the top, McGirt, Westwood,
who?
Garcia. Yeah, exactly.
Will he be on the top after day four?
I don't know. But he's got a nice start. 7-under will do that for anybody.
Yeah.
You know. McGirt's at 3. Westwood is sitting at 2. Garcia, Henley, Chapel, Sullivan, Fitzpatrick, Mickelson, and Rose at 1.
Sounds like a law firm.
Level par. You know, Joe, the wind is down today from yesterday. It's at 10 miles an hour, so they're not dealing with as much adversity. If it kicks up in the afternoon, it's going to make it tough, but the front nine, guys getting out early, should have an easier time.
And there you go. And tweet from Pro Football Talk 42nd seconds ago, Eli Manning excited to have big target in Brandon Marshall. Guy he couldn't overthrow.
Truth.
And on that happy note, because I've been as snarky as the day is long today. Oh, here's a final one, and this is one I told you was coming. Wichita State expected to accept invitation to join the AAC today. So their basketball conference just got better and elevated from a mid-major. And yep. It's the end of the Missouri Valley as we knew it. True one-bid conference in every way.
Yep.
Just another mid-major. We're out of here, Bob. Thanks to Robert, the very vociferous Robert and loquacious Robert. Thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until Monday when we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack, perhaps. Good day, all.